A teenage girl suffered a significant leg injury and an arm injury in a motorcycle crash at Kurrumundi overnight. Paramedics were called to Malumba Drive at 11 p.m. A stable female patient aged in her late teens was taken to SCU, while a male patient in his 20s was also transported to hospital in a stable condition with minor injuries. Also overnight, a person was transported to Budrum Private Hospital in a stable condition following a vehicle and pedestrian incident off Bellflower Road at Sippy Downs. The Energy Minister says some coast residents are missing out on cost of living relief because they haven't applied for additional funds available through the state government's energy bill rebate. From July 1, the state government will provide $1,300 in energy bill relief. An additional $372 in savings is also available for eligible seniors and pensioners. But Minister Mick de Brenny says they must tell their energy retailer of their eligibility first.
Eligibility for the additional seniors and concession card discount extends to Department of Veterans concession card holders as well. That extra $372 will go a long way.
Renewed calls for shark nets to be removed in Queensland during the annual whale migration season after a humpback became entangled off King's Beach yesterday. It was the first humpback whale this migration season to become caught in nets, and it took crews about an hour to free the mammal. Greens Senator Larissa Waters says evidence shows non-lethal measures are more effective at protecting swimmers than nets and drumlines. The Salvation Army will launch its Red Shield appeal in Noosa this morning. The Salvos is aiming to raise $5.7 million throughout Queensland this appeal, with a goal of reaching $100,000 in donations in the Noosa Shire.